This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Paul Smith.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Thank you.
That was Cass McCombs, or is it Cass McCombs, with Angel Blood. And before that was Aaron Neville, or is it Aaron Neville, with Hercules. I'm Paul Smith, standing in for Guy Garvey on his finest hour. So this will be my finest 2 hours for the next couple of hours. Hopefully you will not be too put off by the fact that I've been able to mispronounce both of the first artists that we've played today. And hopefully you will continue to listen, because we have some eclectic choices over the next couple of hours. Aaron Neville, as I like to call him, I know him from the soft rock ballad Don't Know Much that he did with Linda Ronstadt. And he has a really wobbly voice, doesn't he? That's the thing that I recognise about him. And I remember it being like, I don't know much. But on that earlier 70s version, he's a little bit more, a little stronger, which goes with the title Hercules, I think. This is the kind of rambling stuff that you'll be getting used to over the next couple of hours. Cass McCombs, Angel Blood, taken from his latest album Big Wheel and Others on Domino Records. It's just a sprawling double record that I have a great fondness for already. He's a really interesting guy. Not many people know much about him, bit of a drifter. But I love his voice, and there's a kind of lovely pedal steel that goes through that track that really sets you away into the great wide American Open. Okay, so we've started with a bad Aaron Neville impersonation, so I think we should play another song. This is Todd Rundgren and I Saw the Light. That was I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren. Myself and producer Michelle were having a little conversation about Todd Rundgren. She loves that song. And I said earlier on, if there was a tribute band to Todd Rundgren, it could be called Rod Tungsten. That could be the new thing. That's something that you might want to do at home. Kind of come up with tribute bands to everybody who's playing tonight. Like, we're not playing Pearl Jam, but there's Pearl Jammed. And there's Let's Zepp. Led Zepp, Neely Dan, Steely Dan. The list is endless, just about. So you could have a little game with yourself at home if you wanted to. Todd Rundgren there with some of the finest 70s session musicians known to man, probably. Very smooth and thoroughly enjoyable. There's a great version of that song with Daryl Hall collaborating with Todd. And Daryl Hall has got this internet show where he invites people around to his house, but on this occasion he goes to Hawaii, to Todd's pagoda. Todd invites him out there. So Todd Rundgren has got this elaborate house in the mountains in Hawaii. And to get there, his front path is a bunch of stones in the middle of a kind of stream. So you've got to kind of tiptoe across. And it shows all the musicians setting up and dragging the ramps across these silly stones through a little lake of Rundgrenness. So actually, thinking about it, the steps, the stone steps to Todd's pagoda, sounds like a good concept album. Anyway, I'm starting to meander, as I want to do. While we're in the zone of 70s smooth rock, I think it's time to sample a cover version of a Stevie Nicks song. Storms is well known for being on the brilliant double album Tusk by Fleetwood Mac, and it's kind of a very interesting record in terms of production. It's got all sorts of things going on. But this version you're going to hear of Storms is by Bonnie Prince Billy and Matt Sweeney from a 7-inch that they released earlier this year. And it gets to the core of the song. Let's just put it that way. This is Storms by Bonnie Prince Billy and Matt Sweeney.
Every night that goes between, I feel a little less as you slowly go away from me. This is only another test. Every day I do not come, your softness fades away. Did I ever really care that much? Is there anything left to say? Every hour of fear I spend, my body tries to cry. Living through each, every night, a deadly call of the sigh. I haven't since many a year ago, but in those years and the lifetimes that's passed, I did not deal with the road, and I did not deal with you. I know, though the I'd like to leave you with something warm, but I never have been a blue calm sea. I have always been a storm.
That was Bonnie Prince Billy and Matt Sweeney, who collaborated on the excellent Superwolf LP, but were just getting together for a little Fleetwood Mac cover there. That was Storms. Next up, we've got a lady who is another hard-to-pronounce artist. It's Devon Sproul with her friend Mike O'Neill, and it's spelt, in my eyes, Sproul. And I went to see her recently at the Sage in Gateshead, and I sat through that whole concert without knowing how to pronounce her name, it seems. She collaborated with Mike O'Neill by sort of complete chance. She does a thing called karaoke, late night karaoke online, where she collaborates with people from anywhere they like. They just sort of send a part to their song and she'll put her part on it. And they ended up writing a whole record, and it was produced by Sandro Perry, a really interesting artist from Canada, and he's interesting in his own right, and I think it's a lovely record. You'll hear their song You Can't Help It after the next trail for Gideon Show.
And now follow the music forecast for the Gideon Co Show at 1-8. Synopsis. New records, mellifluous melodies, brighter later. Archive sessions, concerts. Old records, up tempo, down tempo, no tempo. Informative links and pithy comments. Moderate to good, occasionally poor. Dogger, German bite, humber, humbug. The Gideon Co Show, BBC Radio 6 Music, Monday to Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight. Expected Norwegian basin, variable.
I've always wanted it, since I knew how to want. And I've worked so hard, just to get this far. Thank you.
You Can't Help It by Devon Sproul and Mike O'Neill, one of Guy's favourite songs of the last few weeks. I'm not Guy, I'm Paul Smith. I'm in a band called Maximo Park. I'm not the lead singer of Elbow. I'm just standing in for this week. I hope that you like television, and I don't mean the thing that people watch in their homes. I mean the band television, because I'm about to play a song by television off their underappreciated second album, Adventure. Everybody knows Marquee Moon by television, it seems. I do. I've worn out my copy, and I saw them recently at the Sage Gateshead, again, linking to the last song with Devon Sproul, who I saw there recently. And I was kind of lucky enough, I don't know whether to say lucky enough, I was almost lucky enough to interview Tom Verlaine, because I previewed the show in a local paper, and I was supposed to do a Skype with him, and I read lots of interviews online where he'd done Skypes with journalists, and let's just say they hadn't gone well. Just Google Skype and Tom Verlaine, and you'll get an interesting Australian interview. And so in the end, we couldn't make it happen, so I just sent him some email questions, and I asked a number of questions that I thought were quite interesting, and got a number of one-word answers back. And to be fair to Tom Verlaine, he was just about to go on tour to New Zealand and was packing and also trying to remember songs that he hadn't played for a number of years. And as a musician myself, I'm not gonna chastise Tom Verlaine. It did, however, make the piece slightly more challenging to write. I won't hold it against you, Tom. I'll just play your record. This is Television with Days. Television with Days. And coming up now, just before the news, we've got Mazzy Star and California from their new reformed album. It's not reformed, it's not like cheese or anything, they've reformed. This is California from Seasons of Your Day. Here's the news.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30, I'm Adam Porter. Nelson Mandela has been buried in his home village of Kounou in the Eastern Cape province of South Africa. The burial was preceded by a state funeral with full military honours, attended by African leaders, foreign dignitaries, his friends and family. Our World Affairs editor John Simpson was in Kounou.
I thought it was the best of the new South Africa. It was relaxed, it was easy, it was quite jokey at times. And yet, the bits that mattered, the bits that needed strict, clear discipline, the military side of it, was absolutely magnificent.
The Chief Inspector of Schools for England has criticised grammar schools, saying they do little to improve social mobility. Sir Michael Wilshaw said grammars were dominated by middle-class children, remarks criticised by at least one Conservative backbencher. Hospitals are to face sanctions if they don't provide the same level of care at weekends as during the rest of the week. The proposals were announced by the Medical Director of NHS England, Sir Bruce Keogh, in response to concerns about higher death rates on Saturdays and Sundays. Professor Chris Hamm from the King's Fund wonders how the plans can be afforded.
This will cost more money. We're not quite sure how much, probably between £1 and £2 billion. That is a huge challenge because many hospitals are struggling to balance their books even in the current position.
Police investigating the murder of Jaden Parkinson in Oxfordshire have asked members of the public not to organise their own search parties. Detectives say the investigation's at a critical stage and could be jeopardised. They've been questioning two young men aged 17 and 22 on suspicion of murder. The Transport Secretary, Patrick McLaughlin, has said a third runway at Heathrow Airport hasn't been ruled out. A government-commissioned report on the options for expanding airports is to be published this week. Both the Tories and the Lib Dems opposed another runway at Heathrow at the last election. That's Six Music News. The next update's at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Six Music.
Six Music.
I'm gonna watch it grow with
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Paul Smith.
Catherine Williams with Sequins from her latest album, Crown Electric. That song was co-written by Ed Harcourt, and I wanted to play that next to Peter Gabriel's Big Time because I'm a big fan of Catherine Williams' voice and also Peter Gabriel's voice. And I also thought that Guy Garvey, who I'm standing in for, I'm Paul Smith from Maximo Park, I thought he would appreciate that because in many ways he is the stubbly northwestern Peter Gabriel of our times with his dulcet tones. I hope he doesn't mind me saying that. There are worse things to be said about you. I can testify to that. Anyway, I recently read a Mojo article, the magazine, about the making of So, which Big Time is taken from. And I didn't realise how much money had gone into music in those days. I thought I did, but then I read this article and I think, I don't know whether it was his manager, but somebody had said to him, come on, Peter, stop messing about with all of these moody, arty record covers. Just have a shave, you know, get out there and make a massive record because you've got the capability to do so. And I think they paid Peter Saville, the brilliant record designer, record sleeve designer, I think they paid him £10,000 or somewhere around that fee to come up with the artwork for So, which is just a picture of Peter Gabriel in black and white, and quite a nice typeface, I'll admit to that. So there you go. I can't afford that. So our next album cover will be slightly less slick than that, and you know, we won't be on it. Anyway, speaking of beautiful voices, a showbiz friend of mine, Mara Carlisle, was on Kerris's show this morning with Jon Snow of Channel 4 News fame, talking about singing and the art of singing and the joy of singing. So if you want to listen to that and immerse yourself in more beautiful things with the tones of the human voice, then you can listen to that on iPlayer and for the rest of the week. Next up, we're going to change direction and get scrappy. We're going to go to Melbourne. We're going to go to Dick Diver and Calendar Days. That was Calendar Days by Dick Diver. Stop sniggering at the back of the class. Dick Diver is the lead character in Tender as the Night, my favourite F. Scott Fitzgerald novel. And I'm not sure why they named themselves after him. I will have to ask them next time I see them, which probably won't be very soon because I've never met them and they're from Australia. Rolling Stone said, "Everyday Australian life made bittersweet and poetic." And I couldn't think of a better way to put it, so I decided to use that quote. They remind me of something like the Go-Betweens, and it may be a geographical thing that's playing with my mind, but there's a real charm about it that I associate with kind of New Zealand and Australian pop, something a bit scuffed up. And the words in that song are brilliant. It sort of describes somebody in front of the light of the TV and talks about the kind of the tarmacked road. To me, it's one of my favourite discoveries of the last year. My friend Claire introduced me to their album, Calendar Days, and I've gone through their back catalogue and eaten it up in musical terms. Right, next up, it's time to change things. It's time for Muddy Waters.
The whole night long. Well, I roll around tumble, cried the whole night long. Well, I woke up this morning, didn't know right from wrong.
That was Muddy Waters and Rolling and Tumbling Part 1, released in 1950 on what was to become the Chess record label. Muddy Waters, an early originator of Chicago blues, and he used to work in a juke joint, and he was a truck driver. So he lived a full life before finally coming back and finding fame. I remember seeing him in The Last Waltz, the brilliant Scorsese kind of sprawling film about the band and their last ever show. His real name was McKinley Morganfield. I had to look that up because I didn't know that. But I'm a big fan of finding out people's real names. Cliff Richard, Harry Webb. That's something that's stuck in my mind from a look-in annual from 1987 or something like that. Reg Dwight, Elton John. The list goes on, and once again, it's another game that you can play at home if you aren't a big fan of Bill Callahan, who's coming up next. I hope that you are, because he's brilliant. You could also playlist the next song, or you could playlist any of the songs on this programme. You just go to the BBC website and you can find the episode and go through it. And if you've missed something or you're not quite sure what it is, you can suddenly tick it. And I've been doing that with Late Junction on Radio 3. I've been doing it on The Freak Zone with Stuart McConey. And if I'm listening to the radio, it's kind of nice to have a little map of what you've been listening to. Here's somebody else to explain it better.
One of the things I really like about BBC Playlister is that now I'm collecting music recommendations from across the BBC. So if I hear a track on Giles Peterson's show or on Radio 4's Desert Island Discs and think, oh, I need to remember the name of this or that and I want it on my playlist, if you're listening online or through the iPlayer radio app, click it and it is added. You don't even need a pen. And then when you log in, you can see what other presenters are adding and listening to. So I end up taking recommendations from their playlists too. If you want to find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/playlister. BBC Playlister. Get playlisting.
This is Paul Smith
on BBC Radio
6 Music.
To take me up, I watched and learned how to fly. No navigation system beyond our eyes, watching. Always went wrong in the same place, where the river splits towards the sea. That couldn't possibly be you and me. You sleep while I take us home. That's when I know we really have a home. I never liked to land. Getting back up seems impossibly grand. We do it with ease. I really am a lucky man. I really am a lucky man, flying this small plane. The controls from you, and when you take the controls from me, I really am a lucky man. I really am a lucky man, flying this small plane. I scan the path ahead and all around.
That was Small Plane by Bill Callahan, also known as Smog, and he's got a new album out called Dream River, which is one of my favourites of the year. I sat down and listened to it and tried to soak it up, and it's definitely seeped into me, and it seems that he's fallen in love. There are lots of honest songs in the Smog and Bill Callahan back catalogue. Lots of harsh moments. There's a song called I Break Horses, which I once tried to argue with somebody in a pub was a better song than Bonnie Prince Billy's I See a Darkness. That's university for you folks. There's time on your hands. There's a kind of unflinching honesty, and there's also an economy about his songwriting. He's on tour, I think in January and February in the UK, so if you get a chance to go and see him, please do. I'm going to try to. The next song we've got is by a band called Young Knives, who I suppose they came out around the same time as my band, Maximo Park, and they made a few records and have kind of gone their own way and recorded this one themselves. And it's a very eclectic record, their new album. It's called Sick Octave, and this is the poppiest song on it. It's called We Could Be Blood.
Standing in the dark, hiding my face. I know you can't see me, but I catch your gaze. My God, it's you when you're leaning towards me, but you look right through. Cut from the same cloth, we could be blood. And this is how it starts, and this is how it starts. It's the end and the beginning of what is and what is not. Move a little closer now, a little closer now, a little closer still. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear? Can you hear me?
That was the Young Knives with We Could Be Blood. My band once played with them in Edinburgh and our guitar amplifier blew up. So I will never forget the Young Knives for many reasons, and that is one of them. Next up, we've got Flying Lotus featuring Laura Darlington on the vocals with a song called Table Tennis. And I've tried to sandwich this song between two indie rock songs because this is probably the most experimental moment on the programme. That's arguable. There's a bit of Steve Reich later on. But yeah, I'm not sure I'd like to eat an indie rock sandwich, but Flying Lotus is in it. It is the filling, and I hope I am kind of satiated when I eat it with my ears. Does that make sense? Just listen.
The force of your gravity.
That's Table Tennis by Flying Lotus featuring the ethereal vocals of Laura Darlington. That was from an album called Cosmogramma, which was out a couple of years ago on the Warp label, which my band, Maximo Park, I'm Paul Smith, by the way, the lead singer, we were also on the same label, and I'm happy to say I got that one sent through the post to me free of charge, but I wanted it anyway, and I would have bought it, honest gov. That's a song that features a ping pong match through most of it in the background, and some people will be thinking, wow, that's groundbreaking, really beautiful field music kind of stuff. And some people will be saying, why was there a ping pong match in the background of that song? Anyway, I mentioned that because that's the wild card in today's programme, that it was part of an indie rock sandwich. Here's the other half of the sandwich. This is Belly and Geppetto. Belly and Geppetto from the album Star, which I bought on Stockton High Street when I was a young lad back in the mystical indie rock time of the early 90s, where everything sounded fuzzy and harmonies and guitars were caught in a big sonic web. I'm making this up, listeners. I don't know why. I'm Paul Smith from Maximo Park, and I'm kind of keeping the chair warm in the traditional sense of it. I am sat in a chair and it's quite warm for Guy Garvey of Elbow fame. This is his finest hour, and Tanya Donnelly, being the front woman of Belly, was an introduction to me to the amazing sound of stuff like PJ Harvey and kind of strong female fronted indie rock bands where ladies were in charge, and it wasn't sort of just a big boys' game to be in an indie rock band, which you'd kind of think of it if you were in a local pub at the time with lots of people with their shaggy haircuts being laddie. And it was nice to see something different. There are people continuing on that theme, and some of those people are in a band called Silver Fox from Newcastle. They are friends of mine. Disclaimer, I must say that. But they make some of the best music that I've heard in a long time. And they got played on Stuart McConey's Freak Zone the other week, and it was nice to hear them on Six Music. So let's hear them again. This is one of their brilliant pop songs. This is Silver Fox and Arosa. That was the beautiful Silver Fox there with Arosa from their eponymous debut album, which has just been released on Upset the Rhythm Records, which is a very good record label indeed. Right, that song references a famous Bill Withers song with its repetition of the word I know. Well, the phrase I know, I should say. There's two words there. I've got to keep up with these things. So I think it's only appropriate that we go into something a little bit more soulful. This next song is by the Alexander Review, who I'd never really heard of apart from this song. And this song was released in 1975, a time of social turmoil for African-American people in America. And there was a lot of angry music being made, as well as the kind of more placid disco tunes. So let's get funky, let's get a bit aggressive, and let's get into the Alexander Review with A Change Had Better Come.
Spoke right on the way. Tired of humiliation, tired of pressure too. We're tired of segregation. We're a people just like you. A change, you better come. Brothers on the breadline, are you getting enough to eat? Sister nodding on the corner. Hustling street, do 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 do. Brother fought an oldie just the other day, but look at the world around him. Just who do you blame? A change,
break. time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That was Sam Cooke with A Change Is Going To Come, and it was preceded, I almost said followed there, but it's not. It was preceded by the Alexander Review, A Change Had Better Come, and you can see the link between those songs. There was a real swell of anticipation that change was coming with the civil rights movement, and Sam Cooke sang about that. And then by the mid-70s, things hadn't necessarily got that much better, and the Alexander Review dealt with that in their song. And Sam Cooke's song has been kind of hijacked by talent shows on the TV. I hear it a lot, and perhaps some of the potency has been lost, but his version will always maintain that kind of serenity and hopefulness. There you go. That's my serious thought for the day. Coming up, we've got Sheila McDonald, who is a brilliant folk singer, moving away from soul into the genre of folk. And Sheila made two albums in 71 and 72, but then she had a bad LSD trip, like a lot of 60s musicians who have become kind of quite famous, like Peter Green or Syd Barrett. She had a bad trip, as they say, and went back to live with her parents in Scotland, and nobody ever heard from her again, which was obviously a real shame once you've heard this song, or if you know Sheila McDonald's stuff. She eventually ended up living in a tent in the woods with her partner, and was living rough, and it, you know, she seems to have been through a lot of different experiences over the last sort of 30 years, and recently came to light that she'd come back and started making a third record 30 years later, which is an amazing story, really. And she didn't realise that people were looking for her, didn't realise that people still liked her music. But if you're a fan of somebody like Sandy Denny or Nick Drake, who I think she was on the same scene with, finger-picking back in the early 70s, then you will hopefully like the record that we play after this little link. The song's called Liz's Song, and it's from her brilliant album Stargazer.
BBC Sports Personality of the Year.
It's almost like a giant thank you at the end of what is always a very special year.
Celebrating 60 years.
I loved it when David Beckham won. It was really nice and a proper tingly moment, and everybody stood up.
And 60 winners.
I think my most memorable winner would probably be Paul Gascoigne. He captured the nation's hearts that year.
Paula Radcliffe. To see her up there, this goddess of running, a wonderful moment.
Who do you want to take the trophy home in 2013?
To stand on this stage with the likes of these people, it's incredible.
Join Claire Balding, Gary Lineker and Gabby Logan for this year's Sports Personality of the Year, live from Leeds. Tonight at 7:40 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
BBC Radio.
Paul Smith. Six Music.
She sits till the lamp grows dim, surrounds herself with the friend she loves, designs a book of rhyme for him, uses colors from the wall above. Where is her gentleman? You can believe it's true. Ah, where is her gentleman? He broke your heart in two. So many lonely months in London town, can't get him out of your mind. Paint on a smile as you travel around. Liz took a train going north, didn't say she'd be coming back.
That was Sheila McDonald with Liz's song, beautiful vocalist, and she's back doing gigs and performing, and it's very nice to have her back. Right, coming up next, we're going to change tack and have a bit of Steve Reich, the famous minimalist composer who seems to be everywhere these days, and you can hear lots of little marimba solos in every Tom, Dick and Harry's pop songs, and I'd put that down to the kind of popular influence of somebody like Steve Reich. If you're interested in experimental composition as a whole, Mark Riley's got the Radiophonic Workshop, the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, are back. He's got them on his programme tomorrow night. So as a fan of the Radiophonic Workshop, I would encourage you to tune in. In the meantime, this is Steve Reich's Electric Counterpoint 3, the fast section of that composition, with Pat Metheny on guitar. This was sampled by The Orb on Little Fluffy Clouds, which I didn't know until I looked that up as extra information for you, dear listener. And to go back to the start of the programme, where I had ponderings over what to call somebody, Aaron Neville, etc. For most of my life, I've been calling Pat Metheny, but at least I haven't been calling him Pat Metheny. This is Steve Reich's Electric Counterpoint. I'm sorry. That was Steve Reich. I'm Paul Smith, and this is the news.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Harvey Cook. South Africans have said their final goodbyes to their former president, Nelson Mandela, who's been buried at his rural childhood home of Kunu in the Eastern Cape. Beforehand, a state funeral with full military honours was held. The Methodist Bishop Zivahili Siwa said Mr. Mandela was an example to be followed.
The best tribute we can pay today is to strive that our lives become both recipients and transmitters of light of hope and vibrations of the life to others.
Hospitals in England will have to improve the care they give at weekends under plans proposed by the medical director of NHS England, Sir Bruce Keogh. They're aimed at ending higher death rates on Saturdays and Sundays. The chief inspector of schools in England, Sir Michael Wilshaw, has accused grammar schools of being too middle class and of failing to improve social mobility. The Tory MP Graham Brady is a supporter of grammar schools and criticised Sir Michael's intervention.
I think it's unwise because we have still a lot of very bad schools in this country, and I think the chief inspector would be well advised to focus his attention on improving those, not criticising some of the good ones.
Police in Oxfordshire have appealed for the public not to form their own search parties to look for a teenager who's been missing for nearly 2 weeks. Two men have been arrested on suspicion of murdering 17-year-old Jaden Parkinson. Officers say because of the nature of the investigation, independent searches could jeopardise the case. Tens of thousands of people have gathered in the centre of the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, for an opposition rally. They're protesting against President Viktor Yanukovych for his refusal to sign a deal on closer integration with the European Union. A Winter Wonderland event in Milton Keynes has been cancelled after dozens of complaints. One mother said the Santas had cheap outfits, while others said they expected more than two huskies and two reindeer. Another complaint was that the ice rink wasn't made of ice. Football in the Premier League. Manchester United have beaten Aston Villa 3-0. And that's the BBC News. I'll be back with another update at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
This is Paul Smith.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
19, Charleston, Mescaline. He said he was a genius, B plus average. In civil engineering, his rearing was Catholic. Political leanings and a talent for stealing things. The boys keep score. Picking around in politics, got an underground newspaper.
That was West Virginia by Maggie and Terry Roach from 1975, I think it was. They had just come out of making a record with Paul Simon called There Goes Rhymin' Simon. My name is Paul Smith. I'm filling in, possibly ably, you can be the judge, for Guy Garvey, and this is his finest hour. I came across the Maggie and Terry Roach record in my local independent music retailer, RPM, in Newcastle, and I knew of the band The Roaches, which Maggie and Terry were in with their relatives later on, which was a kind of a bizarre record because it's close harmonies and sort of American folk based, but it's produced by Robert Fripp of King Crimson, which makes it quite a curio in my opinion, and a very good record. And this was made a lot earlier than that, and reminds me of stuff like Randy Newman, you know, where a story is being told, the piano is at the centre, and then these beautiful sweeps of orchestration come in. And it was recorded at Muscle Shoals with the house band there just after, as I say, Paul Simon had made his There Goes Rhymin' Simon record, and they'd sung backup on that record. Before that, we heard the inimitable Stephen Malkmus and his Jix with his latest single, Lariat, which is from his new album, Wig Out at Jag Bags. Yep, that's right, it's called Wig Out at Jag Bags. One of the finest exponents of the English language, American English, that I know of. That'll be out on January the 6th if you want to get hold of that. And if you're also a fan of American indie rock, alternative rock, the alternative nation as it used to be known, then Yola Tengo are available on the iPlayer because they did a little session for Mark O'Reilly. Just, you know, I could give you all the details, but you'll probably forget. Just type in Mark O'Reilly, Yola Tengo session, and it'll come up in the thing that they call the computer. Okay, we've been kind of rootsy and kind of folksy on that last song, so I think it's time to get synthy and existential. This is The Associates with Party Fears 2. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Weekending on Radio 4. Only it's not. It's Six Music. I'm Paul Smith on Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, filling in this week. Younger listeners will probably not know what I'm talking about when I say Weekending. And to be fair, I don't really either, because I had to look up exactly what Radio 4 programme that used the Party Fears 2 synth riff. We've established that it was Weekending, so now that I've explained the joke, it's not very funny anymore. But if you did know it, you'll be rolling around at home, I'm sure. Billy McKenzie and Alan Rankin were the associates. Absolutely fantastic band from the early 80s who don't necessarily get the credit that they deserve. Billy McKenzie, Whippet collector, owner of one of the most fantastic ranges in popular music. Bjork, amongst others, fans of his voice. I love that song, I've got to say. It's a song of deep melancholy put to high tempo early 80s synth pop, and I'd like to thank the associates for making it. Right, I'm not an avid country fan, but when I dabble with Lefty Frizzell.
Just look what thoughts will do. For today you say we're through. Now another wears the crown, and you think that you have found just what makes your world go round. Watch those thoughts, they'll get you down. But those thoughts won't help you, dear. Thought I'd build a home for two, just a home for me and you. Thought we'd have some kitties too, but just look what thoughts would do.
From 1951, that was William Orville Lefty Frizzell. It was his fighting nickname, Lefty, the honky-tonk maestro. I love the lyrics on that song. They're very clever, and he's got a very clear delivery. I'm going to quote Merle Haggard now. There's never a bad time to quote Merle Haggard, I don't think. And he said, "The impact Lefty had on country music is not even measurable. No one could handle a song like Lefty. He would hold on to each word until he finally decided to drop it and pick up the next one. Most of us learned to sing listening to him." Now, I'm not going to argue with Merle Haggard. I almost said Merle Haggard. There, which they do sometimes do that, Americans, don't they? Say Birmingham instead of Birmingham. So maybe it is Merle Haggard. The running theme of this show is mispronunciation of famous artists' surnames. It continues. Right, if you're a fan of country music, Jarvis has got Lee Hazelwood on his programme, and there's a new Light in the Attic box set, which I have pondered purchasing myself, but it's probably too expensive to contemplate. But you'll be able to listen to that, and Lee Hazelwood took country music on a few left turns, it's safe to say. Here's somebody who's taking rock and roll music on a little bit of a left turn. This is Eleanor Friedberger and When I Knew. That was Eleanor Friedberg with When I Knew. She recently toured and played on the Mark Riley show, and a lot of my friends were involved in her touring band and kind of using the records as the basis for their live shows. David Brewis from Field Music was the main man, the kind of band leader, sort of organising everybody in England, and Eleanor Friedberg came over with her inimitable detached New York cool and fronted the band, and I was at their show in Newcastle at the Clooney, and it was a cracker.
So what do you want for Christmas, Mark?
Well, Stuart, what I really want is to do another one of our one-date road shows.
OK.
I want bright lights and loads of fake snow.
Uh-huh.
I want great music.
Yeah, we can have a massive log fire.
Yes.
And reindeer.
I can't believe you stuck coat hangers on a pony.
It's Christmas.
And did I mention I want fake snow?
Yes, you did.
I want them to be guests. Ideally, Bernard Sumner and Maxine Peake, Jimmy Goodwin, Public Service Broadcasting, Simon Armitage, Tim Burgess, and I want it to be in the most Christmassy place I know.
Manchester.
Well, this Friday, all of What You Wish For will be on Six Music from 1 till 4.
Wow, that's really convenient.
The Radcliffe and Bocconi Festive One Date Roadshow.
OK, you can get off my knee now.
Right, it's almost goodbye from me. I'm going to play one more song. My name is Paul Smith. I'm in a band called Maximo Park, and I'm covering for Guy Garvey, and this was my finest 2 hours. It's winter time. It's Christmassy. It's time to delve into Sufjan Stevens' box set and go into a song called Sister Winter. Thank you for listening.
Oh, my friends, I've begun to worry right where I should be grateful, I should be satisfied. Oh, my heart, I would clap and dance in place with my friends I have so much pleasure to embrace. But my heart is returned to Sister Winter. But my heart is as cold as summertime, when I kissed your ankle, I kissed you through the night. All my gifts I gave, everything to you. Your strange imagination, you threw it all.
Apologize, apologize, oh.